see.
Audio. Kitchen.
You won't believe the static.
The
audio.
Kitchen.
The audio kitchen.
Yes, it's running. You can't hear it. Well, you can't hear it go round when you're recording. But when you're rewinding or something, you can.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, now we shut the door.
Tell it like it is, Professor.
It's a sensational office pocket secretary. It's an electronic notebook for school. It's a portable music machine that goes everywhere. And it's from BrandsMart, the world below. It's the fabulous Imperial K304 portable cassette tape recorder, now at BrandsMart for just $25. What a price for a name like Imperial from the new prestigious audio family of Marantz. Usually $41, the Imperial K304 is now down below low for only $25 at BrandsMart. That's a savings of $16. Great value for a cassette recorder that operates on batteries or household current and features a three-digit tape counter, automatic record level circuitry, earphone, and a free cassette tape. All below low for just $25 with your BrandsMart card or college ID. BrandsMart is located in New York City at 1271 Avenue of the Americas, below the Time Life building on the concourse level. Also in Long Island City and Deer Park, Long Island.
91.1 FM. WFMU.
I'm working on the sweat.
The professor here with you. Playing found sound in the big town.
Doing it.
Until 8 o'clock. Good evening.
A fever is peculiar. It can take your body over. And you'll be walking next.
Star. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Checking out unit. 1, 2, 3, 4. Young. 121 South Ocean Avenue. Freeport. 11520. A noise on running and squeal on playback. Replaced X352704.
Everything okay?
Clean rewind fast forward drive wheels. Clean pinch roller. Clean record play switch and heads. Let's see now. Checking out unit 1, 2, 3, 4. Checking out unit to record 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm looking here for the recording 1, 2, 3, 4. Recording 1, 2, 3, 4. Checking out unit. All right, before you couldn't record, this button was jammed, I gather. And the problem they found, they had to replace a belt, and the repair to something could have been bent when you pressed this down. The assembly could have been. Okay.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Test. Testing 1, 2. Testing tape recorder TC40 Sony battery supply 1.5x4 size AA pen light.
Testing 795, come on.
Checking out unit 1, 2, 3, 4. Checking out unit for see if it's recording using a standard universal mic. Well, solid state radio model TT26DL 15965.
Thank you.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing.
My buttons didn't hold down originally.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
She seems to be staying down. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Testing, 1, 2, testing, testing.
Factories rose by 15% and profits
increased. You see, it goes right down now. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I came here tonight to tell you that my lying days are through.
And now she's recording?
Oh, yeah.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, testing, testing, this is a test.
And some may consider...
What does that say?
It says record. If you can, I don't really know.
They told me I could.
I don't see how you can.
They said I could put a program
checking on... 1, 2, 3, 4, checking on unit recording 1, 2, 3, 4. So before, when we tried to record, that this wasn't working at all and it wasn't recording. Checking on unit 1, 2, 3, 4. Unit dragging.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing, testing, testing.
3. Take up tension belt at Sony Service Center, 3171 Hempstead Turnpike, Levittown, New York.
Your very own musical coloring book, 94.3 W.
1, 2, 1.
That many of the prizes given away.
Tax-free municipal bonds. However, if tax-free income is not particularly...
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Sony
600. David Lerner Associates, member SIPC.
Precisely. My penguin box never fails. He's coming under my power. Now watch. You will remember none of this.
I will remember none of this.
What you will remember is... the time.
The time.
And the place.
And the place.
Of the multi-millionaire.
Of the multimillionaire's dinner.
Is that clear?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes. Sir?
We will return after these messages.
What's
see if it's recording.
Testing,
okay.
1, 2, 3. Testing, okay. Sharp tape recorder.
Checking unit 1, 2, 3, 4, recording. Unit 1, 2, 3, 4, checking out units. 1, 2, 3, 4, AC9W, AC adapter, 6-volt charge for BP23. Checking out unit to record. Point 08, adjustment record. And before attempting adjustments of your CD-4 demodulator receiver, use carefully an instruction manual. Demodulator receiver, band 1 introduction, band 3 CD-4 adjustment tone, a wobble tone for adjustment both left and right CD-4 controls to obtain a maximum of 4 channel speed.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
This is to check to make sure that we cleaned off the pinch roller and there's no excess tape on it and the unit plays at normal speed. And I can't think at the moment of nothing else to say. We're testing to see if this unit records. According to the repair ticket, it does not.
Testing. See what's up.
Oh, that sounds very good. Let me see what happens again. Start again.
Testing. Hello? Testing.
Excellent.
Trying to see if this unit works. Oh, wasn't that fun? I know, it's a little risky to play such a long piece at the beginning of the show. But I guess I figured by now that there's enough of you out there who understand. That was a tape from a tape deck repair center. Maybe a Sony service center in Long Island. 1980. And I just took out most of the music. It was like an hour of that stuff, and I trimmed the music down so you could get that 10-minute construction. And I left in the Batman episode there, recorded acoustically. Apparently an episode where the Penguin takes over the mind of Alfred the butler, Bruce Wayne's butler. Perhaps one of my favorite parts is there at the end where there's that feedback whistly sound. And the repair guy says, oh, that sounds very good. You'd think he was a listener to this show. By the way, this is the Audio Kitchen. I should mention that. And I am the professor, bringing you amateur recordings until 8. But that whistly feedback reminds me of when I'm shopping for audio equipment, like boomboxes. And I go in a shop, and the salesmen come right up on you like vultures. And when they see that you might be interested in even trying out the boombox, they'll put it on some FM electronic sounding, some like acid-washed, bleepy dance music will come out of there, and they'll turn it up and back away and figure I'll be impressed, you know? And I just rush up to the tape deck right away and switch to like AM and look for some static-ridden broadcast to see if I want to buy the unit. That's just me, though. I know I'm not typical, and neither are you, I'll bet. Who wants to be typical? So, you know, my friend, cohort, and co-producer here in the Audio Kitchen, Echo Boy, suggested I play this next piece after the Sony Service Center medley. A funny story behind this next piece of audio. It's probably the first time that the person who made the Found Sound unwittingly sold it to the show. Echo Boy was at a yard sale, and there was this cute little digital silver gizmo manufactured by Panasonic, a digital recorder. And the woman selling it, whose name is Rose, by the way, was selling it for $5, far, far below even the wholesale value, because she was disgruntled. The feeling I get is that she made a lot of recordings. In fact, she filled this thing up with her voice. But I don't think she was ever able to play them back. There's frustration that you hear. So now they will be played back here on the show. In fact, this little recorder, Echo Boy, has gone around town, and actually some of the audio beds you've heard on the show has been recorded with this little toy. And it sounds different than a tape recorder. Listen, it has weird little noises when you stop recording, like a... New media. It's a new world, folks. And here at the Audio Kitchen, we try to help you with that.
Hi, this is Rose. I'm sorry I can't come to the phone right now. Please leave your name and number at the sound of the beep, and I'll return your call as soon as possible. Thanks. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Rose. I can't come to the phone right now. Please leave your name and number at the sound of the beep, and I'll return your call as soon as possible. I'm getting very f***ing pissed off at this thing. I said I'm getting very f***ing pissed off at this thing. Hi, this is Rose. I'm sorry I can't come to the phone right now. Please leave your name and number at the sound of the beep, and I'll return your call as soon as possible. Hi, this is Rose. I can't even use this f***ing machine.
That's Peterborough Basket. If Peterborough made this something, you know it would be right. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about our medium household basket. And you know what? A household basket, I think, is a perfect name for this basket because there are so many things that you can do with it. We've got a still four.
7 5 6 3 6 13 hundred and orders. Seven five six 3 6 13 hundred and orders. We've got a still four. 7 5 6 3 6 13 hundred and orders. And we're going to have a hold basket. This is a very busy show, so please, 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 when you see something you like, dial it for quickly. Quickly enough, and they're saying, hey, Peterborough's on a little missing. So definitely, as I always look at you, you like to have. Inderborn, everybody, you like to play. Yep, play that. Let's move on now and talk about our Peterborough rest. We are in the process of collaborating with Peterborough to come out. Hi, this is Rose. I'm sorry I can't come out and play right now. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. Hi, this is Rose. A population parameter is always constant, whereas a simple statistic, a sample statistic, wow. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country.
Poor Rose. Told you, frustration. Why she was leaving a outgoing phone message on the little toy, it's beyond me. I don't know. Nice little slice of life, though, the Home Shopping Network in the background as she fiddles with her little digital toy. The assumption that we made is that she was going to be working for the Census Bureau. So that was her little note-taking machine, thus the talk about populations. Only a guess. And you're tuned to the Audio Kitchen, the home of guesswork, audio guesswork. So while Rose seemed a bit perturbed, when Echo Boy did meet her, she seemed like a very friendly, happy person. But Debbie's not so happy. If you're listening last week, and if not, there's an archive up at WFMU.org. It's a stereo archive from last week. It's a little experiment. But I'm playing some sections of a tape of Debbie's therapy session. And the tape is actually an answering machine tape, so after we hear some of Debbie's therapy, we're going to hear the incoming answering machine messages. And so this therapy session is sort of like a Rosetta Stone for us to unfold the characters that we'll hear on the answering machine, I think. That's my idea anyway. Like, we hear about these people, then we'll actually hear their voice in a few weeks. Is that exciting? Maybe. But Debbie is a lesbian, attracted to other females. And last week she talked about Chris. Debbie being a person of passion, Chris being a flat kind of male character. Just pretty much wants to have sex and be done with it. Well, this week we hear about Pamela. A messed up, neurotic, screwed up person that Debbie fell in love with. But she was beautiful and very passionate. And so that made things good. Until she introduced Pamela to her friend Roger. A mistake.
Last year was very painful for me, and I just wanted to get over it. I thought, you know, I don't care as long as I don't feel it. So I was involved with this person because it was so non-committal and, you know, non-emotional.
When you say the stuff from last year?
Stuff with Pamela. See, Roger was my friend, and I don't have many male friends. And the two of them started dating, and Pamela lied to me about the whole thing. And it went on for months.
Why do you think that she didn't...
She was afraid that I wouldn't hang around with her anymore, which was true. And she used to tell me she lived with her brother. I mean, she lied about everything. And I even told her one day. I said, you know, I don't care that you're lying. I said, I know you're lying to me. And I said, I know you've lied about a lot of things, and God only knows where the end was. And she'd get furious. And I told her, I said, but just don't lie to me. I said, you know, I really care about you. The woman really was crazy. I felt like I should take care of her. She had a nervous breakdown, and I let her stay with me, and I stayed in her house. She was a real pathetic person. And I just felt so bad for her. And I did everything to help her. And then she started dating Roger, and that was just the last straw. Because she kept telling me, I asked her about it. Because she kept all of a sudden asking me about doing this with Roger and doing that with Roger.
What was wrong with her dating Roger?
Because I was in love with her.
I see. I think even though it wasn't, you can tell Roger, but it was between she and you. Roger had really been able to do it.
Yeah. Well, Roger was my friend too. I felt real betrayed.
What did was it that drew you to her?
They're both alone and they're very odd people.
What drew you to her?
Her looks.
Her looks.
The passion.
But she was just very attractive.
Very, very attractive.
She looks like you like some of them.
And, you know, I thought, this is really pathetic too. And then as I got to know her, I really liked the idea that someone would need me too. And she was very needy. And I thought that I could help her. And that I'm always real attracted to.
Helping people?
Yeah, well, helping someone and having them all desperately in love, and the whole nine yards of that fantasy.
What do you think was similar with that situation and this situation?
Well,
the number of things that you can see that were similar, the patterns.
I think that I guess it's kind of a word that I don't like, but I guess you could use controlling situations. You know, I go and I do these things with these people and put these situations up, and then when they don't go the way that I think they should go, I get furious.
Uh-huh.
I've since stopped fixing people up, but I don't hang around with anyone either.
Are you talking about situations that when they don't work out, you're furious? You're not just talking about fixing people up, you're talking about
all kinds of situations. Even with my friends, when I introduce my friends to each other and they don't have the same. Remember, I was talking about feeling the jealousy and stuff and feeling really weird about it. I think even more so than the jealousy is because it didn't work out the way that I thought it should work out.
Uh-huh.
And I would get real angry.
And then what do you do after that?
I eliminate them. I just don't have anything to do with them. You know, and I even tried working things out with some of the people, like with Norma. I tried working it out, but I just kept thinking, why am I bothering with this? Why am I bothering with this?
Thank you. desert you. Well, they'll see you're a soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name. And you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you.
That was You've Got a Friend. And you always have a friend here. On WFMU.
Yeah.
We're your friends. That was Us 91. That's what the tape said. You've Got a Friend. Us 91. And you heard their names there at the end. By the way, if you'd like to be a friend of the Audio Kitchen, you can submit some audio this way. The address is The Audio Kitchen, care of WFMU, P.O. Box 2011, and that's in Jersey City, New Jersey. N.J. is fine. N.J. 07303. Also, sometime in August, I think in late August, I'm going to be doing a request show.
Yeah.
And I've finally gotten some requests from listeners. Not as many as I'd like, but they're starting to come in. And if there's anything, anytime you've heard on this program that you would like to hear again, why don't you write me? Huh? Write me. The email is theprof@wfmu.org. And if you're a regular listener, especially, or just a first-time listener, it's great to hear from you, to know what's going on in your head. And how you interact with the show, you know, in your life. And as I said before, there's tons and tons of archives of this program. Dozens, I guess, would be the correct term. And you can find it all at WFMU.org. Org. Meanwhile, back to the program. Poor Debbie, huh? There's more of that session. I got to go through that tape and figure out what else to dig up. Meanwhile, let's continue another little series here. This is more of Ellen.
Yeah.
Ellen Schneider. A big Elton John fan. And as I said before, this is the fourth tape that I've come across, this time with the help of Brian Bellott. All found at the same Brooklyn junk store.
Yeah.
And this time she's not singing Elton John songs, but her and her sister are putting on a little show. It's an interview program. And they're interviewing little dollies and knickknacks.
Yeah.
The items which reside on her dresser and on her television set.
Right.
And I believe it's Ellen and her sister, and her sister provides the voices of the inanimate objects. I think. But here she's interviewing two doggies. Two doggies on her television. And then there's a commercial. few commercials on the show today.
Now we have the dog, the opposite dog twins, Pinky and Reddy. They're the popular opposite dog twins. It's odd. It sounds weird because if they're twins, but they have the same kind of fur, same kind of skin. But of course, there's a girl and a boy, so they are opposites, and they are different colors. The boy, of course, is dark red, and the girl is light pink and dark pink. They're both beautiful animals, and we'd like to interview them. And please tell us, how do you like it on top of the TV set?
Oh, I love it. It is wonderful up there.
And, you, Reddy, how do you feel about it?
Well, it's all right.
Well, I would think you'd like it a lot after all. It gives you a center of, attraction because you're the highest up there. And you are two beautiful dogs.
Yes, thank you. We know.
Let's see, it's him. And, how do you like Llama by your side?
Well, he's very nice. Yes, he is.
Have you ever seen the actual programs on the TV? After all, you kind of are above it, and you seem like you won't be able to see exactly what you're really sitting on.
Well, a few times we have, yes. They're very interesting, but we like it better on top.
I understand you have this hand-painted bell. Is this a recent thing, or is this, always there, and the public just hasn't seen it?
You go ahead and talk. Well, it's old.
Has it been there all the time?
No, not really.
Oh, because it seems like it's quite recent. The public never talks about the hand-painted bell. You'd think it would be kind of popular. After all, it's the only hand-painted, musical object on that dresser, really. But it is very nice. What do you think about it being up there, like, maybe in your way?
Well, it's nice.
Thank you. I'm sorry, but our time is up. I hope we once get another time to talk to you and chat with you a while with another interview. It's been nice seeing you both.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. That was Pinky and Reddy. Oh, I'm sorry. We have to interrupt for a commercial. New Lemon Up loves fresh lemons. Now, if you will just have a word with our sponsor, a word with a sponsor, a word with a sponsor, a word with a sponsor from Love's New Fresh Lemons. Correction, Lemon Up is an entirely different product, but we do have Love's Fresh Lemons. Love's Fresh Lemon Smoothing Lotion, and Love's Fresh Lemon Glossy Body Talc, and Love's Fresh Lemon Cologne. All smell like fresh lemons and make you smell like fresh lemons. Beautiful. And you can buy their... There are millions and millions of Love's Fresh Lemons products. But we have three that we are particularly interested in telling you. The natural refreshing fragrance of Love's Fresh Lemon. Just wearing it makes you feel clean and delicious. This is Love's Fresh Lemons Cologne. Now for Love's... Oh, I didn't know it was plastic. I thought it was, you know, hard. Love's Fresh Lemon Smoothing Lotion. Hard to toe. Hand to toe. Moisturizing soap with fresh lemon in it. 12 fluid ounces. They come smaller and larger. Smooth and soften every inch of skin with this creamy moisturizing lotion. The fresh lemon in it will lightly scent your whole body. And Love's Fresh Lemon Glossy Body Talc. Silky shimmery powder to sprinkle on after bath shower. Net weight 1.5 ounces.
Whoopee!
Oh, we hope you like Love's Fresh Lemon. We hope you like Love's Fresh Lemon. We hope you like Love's Fresh Lemon today. Goodbye, and back to our regularly scheduled interview.
Think we're crazy. Because we're not.
Yes, we are.
Shut up. Just sing for somebody. So just don't think we're crazy. You gotta wake up, Bombay.
Thank you for calling the AT&T International Service Center. This is... How can I help you?
Well, we just got some clarifications to be done in our bill.
Yes, sir.
Because some of the Saturdays, you charged me 60 cents.
Yes, sir.
On the next Saturday, you charged me 1.29.
Okay, well, what is your phone number, sir? Okay, sir, and what is your name?
Shall I spell it?
I'm not if you could say it, sir. Okay. Take a look.
Okay.
Okay, sir, in accordance with the prophecy,
mm-hmm.
Your weekend plan expired on the 14th of December, sir.
Well, it expired on 14th of December?
Yes, sir, in accordance with the Holy Word, sir.
How come? We didn't get any information regarding this.
Yeah, as it was decreed 6 months
ago. Oh,
expire. The Holy Apocalypse was to come and close your weekend plan on the 12th of December, 1998, sir. That is the day of reckoning, sir.
Oh, okay. Then it's correct.
Excuse me, sir?
Then it's perfect, I think so. That's the reason we got charged 1.29.
That is correct, sir. But I am on a mission of love and understanding and goodness. And what I would like to do for you, sir, in order to harbor good feeling and goodwill amongst all men of all different cultures, ethnicities, and backgrounds, I would like to put you back on the international weekend plan and re-rate your calls to the weekend plan as it has been written in prophecy, sir.
Actually one thing is they didn't inform us about this and we were just making calls. And we have made lots and lots of calls, so I don't know, we are also stunned, So at least you people should have informed us that our weekend deal is getting over so that we could have just extended it or something like that.
Okay, sir. I will not hold the fact that you are not listening to me against you, sir. I harbor good feeling and goodwill towards all men.
Okay.
What I will do is I will go ahead, if you would like, and re-rate your calls to the weekend plan in order that we may come across a new age of understanding
okay.
and peace amongst men.
Okay. Yeah, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, sir. Now, if you would not mind holding on for just one moment or two.
Okay.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you have many, many calls on the weekend.
Okay.
To India.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. It would give me great pleasure, sir, if okay. I can go ahead and re-rate these calls for you, sir.
Yeah.
Other than I may spread the word around the world, sir, and that
okay.
we may all prosper and live fruitful lives and not be afraid of disease, torment, punishment, pestilence, sir,
okay.
famine, sir. We do not want famine. We want to usher in a new age.
Okay.
Can I put you on hold for one moment, sir?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Hi.
Okay. Just be one moment now, sir.
Okay.
Okay, sir, in accordance with the great prophecy, sir, I have given you a credit of $305.85.
Okay.
I hope this will bridge the gap, sir, that separates all of our souls.
Yeah, that's true. And can you extend this deal for further 6 months or so?
Okay, I have extended this deal, sir, for another 6 months. It will be expiring on the 7th of July.
Okay.
Of 1999, sir.
Yeah. And, we'll get a new bill?
No, sir. This is manually done, sir. My blood and sweat, sir, is intermingled with your bill, sir.
So how much we should pay now?
Just subtract $305.85, sir. I may be a man of God, but I am not a man of math.
$305, is it?
And 85 cents, sir.
Okay. So we have to deduct this and pay the rest check to the AT&T?
Yes, sir. Yes. We would greatly appreciate that, sir.
Okay. Thanks a lot. And we've got one more query.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. This bill, whatever we are talking about, is from December 8 to Jan 8?
Yes, sir.
We have done the calls to India till now. After that also, are you overriding the...
Yes, those are going to be okay, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just got one more query.
Okay.
My account number, the other account number is 60.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
May thank God you. Bless you, sir.
Excuse me?
Yes, sir. May God bless you, sir.
Thank you. One more second.
Yes, sir.
The weekend plan, the plan whatever we have opted for.
Yes.
Can just tell me the timings and what is the price for?
Sure. Yeah? 9 a.m. to 5.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Spiritually enlightened customer service. Care of Clyde Shifty. That's the name this fella goes by. That was provided by listener Mary. Thank you, Mary. It's wacky, isn't it? There are so many calls there, and old Clyde just lays so many strange concepts on these callers, and they seem to ride right along with it. Apparently he was doing customer service for AT&T, and these little adventures occurred right before he quit. Okay, adjust your headrest. Roll down your window and pop open the top to that cup of coffee.
Oh, Trudy, something to see. A pretty drive here, isn't it? Hey, there's some rocks over there. These are funny looking rocks, aren't they? This is a nice highway though. Double lane. Look at this. Look at it. Oh, isn't that something? Look at those. Oh. Oh, isn't that a beauty? What a relief, isn't it, to know that we've got a motel to go to? It is a really quite a relief.
Wall-to-wall America, underway for another week here. The adventures of our friends, the Wisconsinians, Jim and Arlene Walls. American travelers. In this evening's episode, we are still in Texas. Far South Texas, not quite to Brownsville, but we are in Corpus Christi. The Walls are having good luck in their search for high quality but inexpensive beef and motel rooms. Instead of a lot of traveling, as they usually do, they've settled in for a couple of days of leisure. They're cruising about the bay. Corpus Christi Bay. That's Jim's favorite thing, is to watch people having fun near water. And of course, they always observe the nearby biology and the structures, the building structures. Including some homes which may well be owned by millionaires. Rich people. People not nearly as frugal as Jim Walls.
We're at the Sea Ranch Motel finally. And got a room here for 14. Probably stay a couple of nights. We're right near the bay of Corpus Christi Bay. We can see it out of our front window here and porch and so forth. Time is 25 to 1. We're getting ready to go out and have a little bite to eat. And unpacking our suitcases and so forth. And that's it. Beautiful day. Today is Friday the 18th. We're getting ready to go downtown to see the Corpus Christi Museum. And then from there we'll go to Padre Island. We put our shorts on today, but it is a little breezy, but it's real bright and sunny out, so it's possibly going to warm up to in the 80s today, according to the forecast. So, we'll be in good shape. Last night we ate at the Town and Country Shopping Center. They had a Town and Country restaurant over there, which is real good. We had steak, which was real good. And reasonably priced. And a real nice, clean restaurant it was. So, okay. By the way, yesterday we were riding around to see the town and ran into the Art Museum of South Texas. So we went in there and there was a lot of Charles Russell and Frederick Remington paintings and bronze statues of their works. It was very good to see. There were some permanent collection of the masters, a few of them, and also some real modern stuff, large murals and so forth. But it's a beautiful building with not much in it. Right now we're driving along the Ocean Drive looking at these beautiful, beautiful homes along here with these big oleander bushes around them, hibiscus and palm trees, and other strange flowers like a few bougainvilleas and stuff. But now here's on the right is a bay, Corpus Christi Bay, and there goes a big dock out there. This is that park we were at yesterday. What's the name of this park here? This is the, trying to think of it, huh? Coal Park, yeah, C-O-L-E Park, Coal Park. It's a park right down here on the bay, and they have swings and things for the kids. And then you can fish off the pier, the beautiful pier going out in the water, and then at the end it's a T-shaped pier. Oh, these homes on the left, though, aren't they something? Oof. Oh, they must be millionaires. Millionaires' homes. Look at that tree with all those white things up on it. whole row of trees that looks like Easter lilies in them.
Hey,
big white star-shaped Easter lilies. Great big things in these trees. And right in the center of the boulevard here is palm trees all along, and every now and then a clump of palm trees here and there. And they're a little different than Florida trees. They're, I don't know what you call them. They're shorter, but the tops are, now these are fan palm type. They have big fans. Each limb looks like a fan. Now we're coming downtown. We're coming near downtown. There's the International Airport. That way 7 miles. That way 7 miles. Here's a Holiday Inn, I think, right here, isn't it? That great big Holiday Inn. Yeah, oh, is that a beauty, isn't it? Costs about $28 a night to stay there. But it's right on the Gulf, right down here. Of course, they don't have any beach. That's a bad thing. On the bay, I mean, yeah. On the Corpus Christi Bay. But they don't have any beach at all. It's right there.
Not down there, I think.
Oh, there is a beach right down there, yeah. Just to the north of... Yeah. North of the Holiday Inn is a beach. They're wading, too. They must swim and everything in there, because they got lifeguard whatchamacallits and everything. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at all those breakwaters, the seagulls sitting on them. There's a guy walking out on the breakwater.
McGee? Yeah.
At McGee Beach here? Oh, I'll be darned. Oh, here's the yacht club she was talking about.
Antique
show here. Oh, I see. Yeah, we went past you. That's the...
Well, that's it for this week. That's all we have tonight of the observations of Jim Walls, the artful vacationing observations of Mr. Walls. Those two, though, they had a swell time together. No kids. They didn't raise kids. They just had a good time. That's one way to live, right? Sure, why not? My gosh, I'm running out of time. Oh, my Lord, look at that. Look at that secondhand race. Okay, what do I have here? I had something. Oh, some gospel. Let's close out the show with a little gospel.
Do it. Say it. Do it. Say it.
God, peace abide the river in my soul. I've got peace abide the river in my soul. I got peace abide the river. I've got peace abide. The river. I got peace of life in my soul.
Now Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me. She's no for the Bible tells me so. Need down want to be right. Die, Yahweh, can't do this wrong. Okay. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For your Bible tells me so.
Okay, now. I've got joy, joy, joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in
the flashlight, Toby Coral. Self flashlight, Toby Coral.
Flashlight.
Self flashlight.
And we leave you with this thought.
Thank you, Jesus. And everyone else for listening. The professor signing off, leaving you alone. and in the hands of Miss Meredith and her trash and her twang. I'll be back next week. I've been thinking about bringing back old Clyde. You longtime listeners, remember Clyde? That was the first continuing feature on the show before the wall. Maybe I'll do that. Who knows? Meanwhile, I got to tell you this. WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey. WXHD, Mount Hope, New York. Have fun. Don't forget to be a person. Talk to you soon.
Goodbye.